You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 5th, 2007. So do you care what image is on the stamp you put on your letters? I know it probably isn't the most important decision you make each day, but I know I pick an image when I'm at the post office of a stamp that means something for the season or something to me personally, something I like. Don't you? Right now at the post office, you can pick out a new Love and Kisses stamp in honor of Valentine's Day. The kisses are the chocolate kind, the Hershey's Kisses. A new stamp will also be issued at the end of the month. It's part of a Black Heritage series of stamps. This one will be Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song. Later in the year, there will be a fourth issue of the Art of Disney stamps, with characters like Dumbo, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and others on the stamps. We also caught a news story last week that said the post office receives about 50,000 ideas a year for people and things to put on postage stamps. And about 20 to 25 of those suggestions actually make it onto a postage stamp. The ideas are reviewed by an independent advisory committee, which sends its recommendations to the Postmaster General for a final decision. And that same story noted that the Postal Service does an annual survey to find out what Americans think of the postage stamps that it issues and to find out the most popular stamps that people save and collect. And the most popular stamp ever, according to the latest survey, the Elvis Presley stamp, with some 124 million of them being saved. That stamp was issued in 1993. We will talk about some of the other most popular stamps out there today, and we will ask you, who or what do you think deserves to be on a postage stamp? Who would you want to honor with a postage stamp? Or what scene would you like to see on a postage stamp? 1-800-642-1234. It's an open line to talk about things or people that deserve to be on a postage stamp. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Or send us an email with your nomination to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. talk@wpr.org. Anyone, anything. It's open to whatever you think should be on a postage stamp or any person you think should be honored with a postage stamp. And did you hear that you can also now make your own vanity stamps? It's apparently not exactly a stamp that that other people would buy, but it's something that you can, through websites, make for yourself. And apparently lots of people are doing this on these various websites with, having a picture of their own dog on a postage stamp or their family on a postage stamp. You can nominate someone that you know in your family if you want to. Who deserves a postage stamp? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What would you put on your own vanity stamp? So the Elvis stamp is still the king. 124 million of the 1993 Elvis Presley stamps are saved by Americans. According to the survey, the second most popular stamp was one that was issued this year. It was called the Wonders of America. The third most popular stamp out there, the Wildflowers series. I remember that one. In fact, I like that one. It was issued back in 1992. The Rock and Roll and Rhythm and Blues series that was issued in 1993, the fourth most popular stamp out there. And rounding out the top five, the DC Comics Superheroes series, which was issued last year. So those are the most popular stamps out there. Elvis, The Wonders of the World, Wildflowers, Rock and Roll, and the DC Comics Superheroes. This hour, we wonder who or what do you think deserves to be on a postage stamp? You know, the official rules say that someone has to be dead or deceased for 5 years before they will be considered for a postage stamp. Those are the official post office rules, but I'm not the official post office, so you can nominate anybody you want to. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You have a couple of callers and a couple of open lines, so I hope you will join in. We have a line for you and certainly time for you as we try to honor people or places on the air during this hour. Warren in Madison is with us first. Hi, Warren. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a U.S. paratrooper, and I think that especially that because paratroopers are all volunteers, and they volunteer for our way of living. Well, anyway, the 82nd Airborne in World War II defended a bridge going into Belgium against the fascist Nazis, and a whole battalion of the 82nd were wiped out. And till this day, school children put flowers on the graves of these dead soldiers. These paratroopers are basically taken on Panzer tanks with bayonets and grenades and machine guns, and they basically got wiped out to the last man. And I think this cannot be forgotten. This absolutely cannot be forgotten.
So you would want a stamp that would honor the 82nd Airborne?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Warren. That's what we're looking for. Anyone or anything or any place that you think deserves honor on a postage stamp. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or if you want to just have some fun, maybe there's not some important historical figure that you think ought to be on a postage stamp, but something else. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Friday morning, January the 5th, 2007. It's about 18 minutes past 6 o'clock right now. And we're talking about who or what you think deserves to be on a postage stamp. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our discussion prompted by a survey by the Postal Service, an annual survey, finding out what are the most popular stamps out there. And according to this survey, Elvis Presley is the top vote-getter. Elvis Presley, the stamp issued in 1993, the most popular stamp, 124 million of them saved by Americans. The second most popular, Wonders of America, followed by Wildflowers, followed by the Rock and Roll Rhythm and Blues series, followed by the DC Comics Superheroes series. I have a list here of all of the people that have been honored with stamps in past years. We can see if the person you nominate is already on the list, or we'll just take your nomination. Who do you think ought to be on a postage stamp? Or what? What scene, perhaps, do you think ought to be on a postage stamp? One of the stamps that's out there right now, you can buy something honoring the state of Oklahoma, some sort of sesquicentennial type stamp. Probably popular in Oklahoma. Not sure it'll be popular with everyone. Let's go to the phones again. Nancy in Wauwatosa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't have a specific stamp to recommend, but I was thinking, you know how the companies buy the rights for the name, like at the stadium, Miller paid to have the Miller name on the stadium. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wonder if stamps could do that, like if Coca-Cola could like have a stamp, but then pay. To have a Coca-Cola stamp, and it'd be a way to get revenue.
Well, yeah, but would you want to have ads on your letters?
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you.
Know, especially some of that Coca-Cola. They might even have done that, like the Hershey kiss.
Yeah, I thought about that. I didn't see anything mentioned as to whether Hershey's paid any money for that. But it's like a Hershey's kiss. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't. I will look, and maybe I can ask Karen Prager to look to see if that's ever been done. I don't have it in my material whether or not a company can actually pay money to have a postage stamp. Boy.
It might be a good way to get some money for the post office. They wouldn't have to keep raising the prices.
Maybe. You know, the vanity stamp that I mentioned, thank you very much, Nancy, for that suggestion, that question. We'll see if we can get an answer for you. I know the vanity stamp, which is the stamp that you can create yourself. this isn't something that the post office would sell, but you can create it yourself and use it on your own letters. There are a bunch of different websites, three websites, stamps.com, Zazzle, and ENDICIA. Those are the three websites. They have been, according to this article, inundated with pictures of kids dressed as gingerbread men, dogs with wreaths around their necks, and cats in Santa hats over the holidays. People wanting to have their own pet or their own family or kid on a postage stamp. And it says here that if you want to do this, the cost of seeing your own picture on a stamp is not cheap. A set of 20 stamps runs about $18. That's not terribly expensive, but certainly it's more than a 39-cent postage stamp. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, we wonder who you think ought to be honored with a postage stamp, or what scene or thing ought to be put on a postage stamp. Maybe you're a stamp collector. Do you what stamps do you like from recent years or years past? We'll take that too. Lisa in Green Bay, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My idea isn't a person, it's a thing.
Okay.
I think in the history of stamps, has there ever been the mailbox on a stamp?
I don't have that on my list. Maybe
not. I mean, rural mailboxes, city mail slots, we all get our mail somewhere. They've been around since how long? And I just think it would be cute to have mailboxes.
Good idea. Thank you very much, Lisa. Why not? Why not put a mailbox on the stamp? Here's a quote, by the way, by the Postmaster General of 1962. He was replying to a request from an individual that particular individual be honored with a stamp. He wrote, "We cannot put the face of a person on a stamp unless said person is deceased. My suggestion, therefore, is that you drop dead." The letter was never mailed. 1-800-642-1234. You don't have to nominate someone who has been deceased 5 years, which are the official rules of the post office. You can honor someone who's alive today. We don't mind. And for that matter, I'm surprised no one's called in yet with, how about Gerald Ford? He did just pass away. He wouldn't be officially recognized by the post office, but in 5 years he would. Maya in Junction City is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Well, President Ford was on my mind, but anyway, I'm calling for someone in my household who's too shy to call, and he would like to see the whooping crane as they're being led from Nacida to their winter grounds with the light plane.
I think that's a great idea.
That'd be beautiful for a stamp.
Yeah, it would. Great idea. Tell your family member not to be shy next time. Thank you, Maya. The whooping crane, especially the Wisconsin efforts to help the whooping crane migrate. What a great idea. Next is Bob in Jefferson. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to see Marilyn Monroe on a stamp, if she hasn't been already. The host informed me that she believes she has. But in that case, I would like to see Rita Hayworth.
I'm looking to see. Marilyn Monroe had a stamp issued for her with her image in 1995. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that was one. And I'm sorry, Rita Hayworth?
Yeah.
I'm checking, because there's a lot of them. I've got like 10 or 12 pages of people's names here.
Oh, boy.
But I have to go in order. Nope, I don't see her on there. So there you go. There's your nomination certainly could be taken up by the post office. Thanks very much, Bob. Rita Hayworth is not on the list of people who have had stamps issued in honor of them. Marilyn Monroe has. Okay, what about you? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Let's see, what are some of the stamps that will be issued in 2007? I already mentioned that there will be the Hershey's Love and Kisses, the Love and Kisses stamp, the Kisses being the well-known chocolate Kisses by the Hershey's Company. I mentioned that there will be the Black Heritage Series stamp, which will include Ella Fitzgerald. She will be honored with a stamp that we can start purchasing by the end of January. Another stamp in the January lineup is the Centennial of Oklahoma's Statehood, which features a painting of a sunrise over the over a river. It includes the image and the words, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," the musical Oklahoma. So that's another stamp that's in the January lineup in 2007. Others on the 2007 list, The Art of Disney, I mentioned that one, Lighthouses. You'll see some lighthouses this year. The Literary Arts Series, a Wedding Series, the Legends of Hollywood Series. Maybe Marilyn Monroe will be in that one too. Maybe Rita Hayworth can be a part of that. A Statehood Series, that's where Oklahoma is. The Nature of America, Comic Superheroes, and American Treasures, and of course the usual holiday stamps at the end of the year. Harley in Ettrick is with us next. Hi, Harley.
Hi, Joy. Great show. I'd like to see antique and classic cars on the stamp.
Oh, that's, you know, we got such a loud line, but why do you want to see antique cars on a stamp?
Well, I'm an antique car collector.
Yeah. What would be the antique car that you think deserves a first mention?
32 Chevrolet.
All right, a 32 Chevrolet. There we go. We could probably fill a whole hour with antique cars, different models that should be on stamps. Thank you, Harley. Appreciate it. Amanda in Green Bay. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
Who do you nominate?
Well, I think it's appropriate at this time that, and I know she's not dead, of course, but Nancy Pelosi for just being a leader among women in politics.
Good nomination. Thanks very much, Amanda.
We'll
talk more about Nancy Pelosi in our next hour. After 7 o'clock, we're going to be welcoming in UW-Madison political scientist David Cannon, who specializes in Congress and the presidency, and we'll talk about the 110th Congress getting underway yesterday with Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House, the first Speaker of the House, woman as Speaker of the House in history. She, in fact, banged the gavel, saying, we are making history today, and that indeed was the case. And we'll talk about Nancy Pelosi and Congress and what Congress is hoping to accomplish coming up after 7. Sandy in Norwalk is with us. Hi, Sandy. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you. I would like to see a picture of one of the burnt-out houses in Detroit or another city, because I think some of the inner cities in the United States are really horrifying, and it's easy for Wisconsin residents or others to forget what generations of our children are growing up in those environments, and so it would be a stark reminder that there are a lot of inequities.
Yeah, so you want some sort of scene that depicts inner-city poverty or something?
Yes,
yeah.
Just because it's there, but it's easy for us to ignore it. We don't have to face it.
Sandy, thank you very much for giving us something to think about. We are doing an open line this hour, wondering who you think ought to be on a postage stamp or what. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 6:36 on this Friday morning, January the 5th, 2007. We're talking about stamps. Specifically, we're asking you, who should be honored with a postage stamp, as far as you're concerned, or what? What scene or image do you think ought to be put on a postage stamp? The U.S. Postal Service has offered many special series of stamps over the years and found out recently, when it comes to popularity, Elvis is still the king, the most popular stamp ever, according to the Postal Service, the one that's collected the most, saved the most, the Elvis stamp. And this survey says number 2
is The Wonders of America. Number 3, Wildflowers. Number 4, a rock and roll series. And number 5, a DC Comics superheroes series. The post office receives stamp ideas from an estimated 50,000 people a year, and about 20 of those suggestions actually make it onto a postage stamp. The ideas are reviewed by an independent advisory committee, which sends its recommendations to the Postmaster General for a final decision. And we are not doing an official nomination here, but asking you, what would you like to see on the next set of stamps this year or next? Who do you think ought to be honored with a postage stamp? Or what scene do you think ought to be honored with a postage stamp? We had some interesting ones in our first half hour. Someone said the whooping crane. And maybe with the ultralight helping them to fly to Florida. The whooping crane. One person said Marilyn Monroe. And Marilyn Monroe was honored with a postage stamp back in 1995. Someone else said antique cars, and he nominated, what did he say, a 32 Chevy? I can't remember now. I think it was a 32 Chevy. What about you? Who or what belongs on a postage stamp as far as you're concerned? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Rocky in Hillsboro is with us. Hi, Rocky.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I like the 82nd Airborne stamp. That's a good one. But
oh, yeah.
my personal stamp would be, well, recently I went to the post office to send Christmas greetings to my Minnesota relatives to prod them a little bit about the Green Bay Packers' recent sweep over their Viking team, and they had no Packer stamps of any kind whatsoever. And I... just think, hearing you talk about your topic this morning, I think a Brett Favre stamp.
There
would,
we go.
And be what's very appropriate? Well, I'd love to see his graying, bearded, $100 million face smirking back at anybody who isn't a Brett Favre fan. And there's no doubt in my mind that if it was some sort of a competition, there are the people that are Brett Favre fans are really pretty adamant Brett Favre fans. And I realize that not everyone in the state is. But I think a significant part of the state probably is.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, officially the post office can't do Brett Favre because they make sure that someone is deceased for 5 years before
I
said that, let's nominate anybody we want to. But officially the post office wouldn't put Brett Favre on a stamp because he's still with us. However, I'm surprised that they don't have some sort of NFL series of some sort.
Yeah, what about just the Packer G with a number, like his number? Would a number be the same as a person or something?
Oh, no, maybe that would be a way to go. I think it's a great idea, Rocky. You know that it would sell big with Packer fans all over the country.
I know it's stamps that I would probably have fun with. That and to honor somebody, I don't think we honor enough the 82nd Airborne, the contributions that people like that made, and that one I like.
Yeah.
The rest are more about just of a personal thing, and my personal thing would be a Packer.
Thank you very much, Rocky. I appreciate it, and I bet you're not alone with that. How about a stamp for the Green Bay Packers? Brett Favre in particular, Rocky says. Next is Bill in Lancaster. Hi, Bill.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you. My idea for a stamp, you put a portrait of all the veterans that have fought in all the different wars on one stamp.
Oh, that's a good idea. So a compilation of all of the different wars, so you'd have more than one person on that stamp, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good idea. Not sure that I don't have anything here indicating from the post office that they've done anything like that before. But then again, I don't have everything that the post office has done in its entire history. I do have a list of, hundreds of names of people who have been honored with a postage stamp. And there are a whole bunch of famous people on here. Now, maybe somebody that you mention will already have already has a stamp. We can find out. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send your suggestion to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. We do have a caller who couldn't wait, who wanted to suggest that there should be a memorial to Hurricane Katrina put on a new series of postage stamps. Well, there's an idea. So we don't forget something like Katrina, that this particular caller says. Looks like Troy in Sparta might be thinking along those same lines, too. Hi, Troy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, turn your radio off, Troy, and just talk to me on the phone.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe a stamp with the Twin Towers with maybe a light in the back or the firemen and the policemen in it or anything to memorialize those people there.
Yeah. I bet that something along those lines should be in the works. I don't think it's actually been issued. I think that's a great idea, Troy. Thanks very much for that idea, the Twin Towers. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We do have some information that Karen found regarding a question in our first half hour, somebody wondering if companies could pay money to actually buy a stamp. And while that's not clear, it was just a recent change did happen that will allow corporate images to be put on postage stamps. A number of people opposed this move. It says here in May, the U.S. Postal Service approved a one-year trial period that allows businesses to purchase custom postage from private companies that contract with the Postal Service. So it's not exact. I don't know if all these would be available for everybody to buy. It sounds like it's just the companies could contract. You know, so Nike could have its own stamp with its swoosh symbol, or McDonald's could have its own postage with golden arches, or Playboy could have bunny ears on postage that it sends out. So apparently there is a one-year trial period that is allowing businesses to purchase stamps that have their own corporate logo on them. I think the one that's being issued, though, right now, the Valentine's stamp that's available for sale at the post office right now, it's this year's love stamp. It's Love and Kisses, and the kisses in the design are the well-known Hershey's chocolate kisses. So I'm not sure, though. I don't have any information as to whether Hershey's gave a little money to have that on there or not. Maybe not. They're so popular. 1-800-642-1234, looking for your nominations for what or who belongs on a postage stamp. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We're talking about postage stamps this hour, based in part on an annual survey by the U.S. Postal Service that determined the most popular stamps ever that the post office has issued. Found out that Elvis Presley remains the king of postage stamps. That's the most popular postage stamp ever issued, Elvis Presley. That was followed by Wonders of America, then Wildflowers, then Rock and Roll, then the DC Comics Superheroes. There were others in the top 10. Greetings from America. There was a series called Insects and Spiders. Then The Art of Disney, a romance series, Legends of Baseball, and The Art of Disney yet again, the Celebration series apparently. So those are the top 10 most popular postage stamps ever according to this annual survey. We're talking about what you would like to see on a postage stamp or who you would like to see honored with a postage stamp, sort of an unofficial nomination. The U.S. Postal Service gets about 50,000 ideas a year and narrows them down and uses some of them. We also talked about in our first half hour that you can make your own stamps. There are three websites that allow you to put whatever image you want. I shouldn't say any image you want because they do screen them somewhat. But you can have, you know, pictures of your kids or your dog or whatever you want on what are called vanity postage stamps. And one of the three websites that the U.S. Postal Service has sanctioned to do this, stamps.com. Any photos that you send are screened for content, and if accepted, they're turned into sheets of perfectly legal 39-cent postage stamps. And sheets of about 20 run about $18. So a couple of callers called in this half hour to say you can put whatever you want on a postage stamps. There are vanity stamps, and that's right, there are. You can do this on your own. The images will be screened somewhat, though apparently somebody wanted their kid with a T-shirt on that said, "Make cupcakes, not war." And the website thought that that was too political a statement and rejected that as a vanity stamp. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Susan in Oregon is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two different ideas for two different series. One, I think that would be popular is something on the baby boomer generation. Maybe a series representing things of the times, like the poodle skirts and the 45 records and diners and roller skates and all of that type of thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the other idea is some of the early TV programs that we watched in those days, like Hopalong Cassidy and the Lone Ranger and Howdy Doody and all of that type of thing.
Good idea. That sounds great. Thanks very much, Susan. Stuff that reflects the baby boomer generation and early TV. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Certainly a lot of early TV stars already have or had a postage stamp issued for them. Lucille Ball in 2001 is on the list. And I'm looking for others. I'll pass them along when I see them. Lisa in Boscobel is with us next. Oh, I'm having problems with the phone line, which is not a good thing when we have, Well, I'm sorry, Lisa. For some reason, I can't engage your call. So I hope Karen can hear me because we're having problems with the phone line, Karen, and she can't hear me. Never mind. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Lisa in Boscobel, sorry, I can't put your call on the air. Having trouble with that, but I see you want to have something that would honor the environment. So I appreciate that nomination, honoring the environment. So let me try to see if I can. Well, I'm going to have a little bit of an issue here if we can't get calls on the line. So Karen, can you hear me now? All right, Karen can hear me now. I was going to ask you to try to put line one on hold and see if we can do that one. And we'll, because otherwise I don't have a whole lot that I can do. I think you might want to, you might want to shut down and bring back the phone system because we're having problems. So in the meantime, while Karen tries to work out the glitch in our phone system, I will remind you that coming up on the Ideas Network after 7 o'clock, I'll be welcoming in David Cannon, a professor of political science at UW-Madison, and we'll talk about the Democrats' 100-hour agenda currently underway. The Democrats have ambitious plans for the first 100 hours of Congress, including a minimum wage hike and ethics reform and pay-as-you-go legislation. We'll talk about the short-term agenda for the Democrats and look ahead on the longer-term agenda as well. See how the Democrats' agenda differs from President Bush and the Republicans. And we'll wonder if the Democrats, now in control of Congress for the first time in a dozen years, will be able to do anything, or will the Democrats do anything regarding the continuation of the war in Iraq. We hear that next week sometime. Now it looks like it might be Wednesday night. President Bush is going to address the nation with his plans, his new strategy for the war in Iraq. By all accounts, at least reported accounts, this plan will include a surge in troops of perhaps 20,000 troops, possible. And we hear that he's putting the finishing touches on his plan and will present that in an address to the nation coming up on Wednesday night, perhaps Thursday night. That's the latest information on that. We'll ask our guest if the Democrats are going to go along with that particular plan, or if they believe the American people with their votes in November want something else to happen. We'll talk more about Congress and the Democrats' agenda coming up after 7 o'clock. Then after 8 o'clock, it's our Friday Weekend Review. This is always one of my favorite hours because I get to talk to two smart guests from different political perspectives and with you about all of the news of the week. Today we will be welcoming in Bill Krause, a political strategist. He's a board member of Wisconsin Common Cause. He has been in the administrations of some Republican governors, including Governor Lee Dreyfus. And we'll also have Bill Leaders with us. He is the news editor of the Isthmus newspaper in Madison. And we'll talk to Bill Krause and Bill Leaders about the news of the week. We will no doubt talk about the inauguration of Jim Doyle this week on Wednesday and what lies ahead for state government and the second term of Jim Doyle and the state legislature. We'll probably talk more about Congress and what Congress is going to be trying to accomplish with its new session. And what else? We'll probably talk about Saddam Hussein's execution and the various problems that that's posing, and probably some more on the Iraq strategy. Boy, looks like we're really having some problems with our phone system. So I apologize for that. Everything was going swimmingly, and then it blew up on us. So we're trying to fix the computer that allows you to call in and allows me to put your call on the air. But so far, no luck. So I think I'll continue to mention that after 9 o'clock this morning, Veronica Rickert is filling in for Kathleen Dunn. And this ought to be an interesting hour. She's going to be talking with the author of a book called A Perfect Mess: The Hidden Benefits of Disorder. Are there really any benefits to being a slob? We'll find out. So in American society, neatness is a big deal and sometimes an obsession, according to Veronica's guest after 9 o'clock. He'll say that moderately disorganized people, institutions, and systems are more efficient, more creative, and more effective than highly organized ones. Well, I'm glad to hear that. If you would see my desk, you'd understand why I say that. So the benefits of messiness coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. Then after 10, Veronica's guest will talk about growing up as a girl in the patriarchal culture of Iran. She will talk with the author of Persian Girls coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller after 11 o'clock, and it's Friday, so that means it's Garden Talk. Looks like Jim will be talking with a UW-Madison horticulture lecturer and answer all of your questions you have about gardening in general. Garden Talk every Friday after 11 o'clock. Then it's Chapter a Day. Jim Fleming reading from A Crack in the Edge of the World at 12:30 on Chapter a Day. And it's Talk of the Nation, Science Friday, between 1 and 3 this afternoon. Don't have any details on what Science Friday is going to be talking about today. Here on Earth, Radio Without Borders after 3 o'clock. What food traditions are disappearing from your life? After 3, it's a rebroadcast of Here on Earth. Jean Faraca talking with the Kitchen Sisters about America's hidden kitchens. It's At Issue with Ben Marins after 4 o'clock, and it's Your Views on the News every Friday after 4. You can call in with your take on the top news of the week. That's Your Views on the News after 4 o'clock. And then after 5 o'clock, can classes in positive psychology teach students not only to feel good, but also to do good? After 5, Ben and his guest will discuss whether happiness can be taught. talking with the author of the article Happiness 101, coming up after 5. We are still working on our phone system, and I trust we will be able to fix it. I know I have high hopes we will be able to fix our phone system during the news, which is coming up here on Wisconsin Public Radio. News from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we will welcome in David Cannon, UW-Madison political scientist, to talk with us about Congress, to talk with us about the Democrats' 100-hour agenda currently underway, and talk some about how historic this is. Nancy Pelosi, the first woman speaker in history, pounding down the gavel yesterday. So we'll talk Congress and issues before Congress coming up in our next hour. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager, who tried to produce this hour. Thanks to you for listening and for sharing with us, as long as you could, your ideas for postage stamps. Let me remind you that all of our talk shows are archived and placed on our website, WPR.org, WPR.org, and you can always call the radio store to purchase a CD copy, 1-800-747-7444. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.